From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. House Republicans are pushing for quick passage today of a stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government funded and running past Friday when the current temporary spending measure expires. NPR's Audie Cornish reports the new bill would provide funding for 2 weeks, giving lawmakers that time to come up with a longer-term spending measure.
Unlike the bill approved a week ago, there are no policy provisions in this version, for instance, defunding health care regulations. But House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says that doesn't mean that Senate Democrats shouldn't expect them in the longer-term bill.
For the remainder of the fiscal year, it's up to Harry Reid to answer to the members of his body and then thus their constituents as to where they stand. And why he is fearful of holding a vote on some of these issues is really the question to be asked.
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats called that bill draconian. But the two-week version mimics cuts suggested in President Obama's budget for next year and may have support. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Rebel leaders in Libya say efforts by forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to retake areas controlled by the opposition have been repelled so far. Gaddafi has told ABC the Libyan people love him. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, tells NBC's Today Show that Gaddafi is delusional.
Anytime you have somebody who laughs with American and international journalists while slaughtering his own people, I think they're not only delusional, one has to begin to question their grip on reality.
Rice says U.S. warships are being repositioned in the area in case they're needed to help avoid a humanitarian crisis in Libya. Germany's popular young defense minister has resigned today after weeks of scandal over charges of plagiarism in his doctoral thesis. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Berlin the resignation may mark the end of the political career for a once rising star in German politics.
39-year-old defense minister Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg was one of the most trusted and popular politicians in Germany. He was frequently touted as a future chancellor and leader of the center-right CSU and CDU parties. But a plagiarism scandal may have ended all that. Last week, he apologized and admitted to, quote, grave errors in his doctoral thesis, but insisted he did not intentionally plagiarize. But the University of Bayreuth stripped him of his law doctorate, and pressure mounted on him to step down. Today in Berlin, zu Guttenberg did.
Insofern gebe ich meinen Gegnern gerne recht.
My critics were right. I was given the job as defense minister, not as self-defense minister, he said, after thanking supporters, including Chancellor Angela Merkel. He added, I was always ready to fight, but I simply ran out of steam. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
The output of U.S. manufacturers has risen in February at the fastest pace in nearly 7 years. Comments by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke to a Senate panel about rising oil prices hurting the U.S. economy have helped trigger a sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 23 points. This is NPR News. Diminishing winds have helped firefighters working to contain wildfires in West Texas. Texas Forest Service spokesman Lewis Carney.
We're not real comfortable with saying contained as of this morning, but sometime today we will have containment on some of those, yes.
Carney says the blazes have charred about 120,000 acres of land so far. The UN says members of its peacekeeping force in Ivory Coast have come under fire. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Darkton says the allegations come amid heightened tension and a political power struggle in that country.
The UN says its experts were attacked in Ivory Coast's political capital, Yamoussoukro, while investigating reports that Belarus has supplied the disputed leader, Laurent Gbagbo, with attack helicopters and other military equipment. That would breach a UN weapons embargo imposed on Ivory Coast. Belarus has denied the allegations, though it's known to have provided Gbagbo with arms in the past. There's been an upsurge in fighting 3 months after the presidential election in Ivory Coast. The UN warns the country risks slipping back into civil war unless the crippling, deadly presidential tug of war is resolved peacefully. Ophelia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Accra.
GM says its sales in the U.S. jumped 46% last month, helped by lease and financing offers to customers. This year's new auto ratings by Consumer Reports magazine name Honda, Subaru, and Toyota as the best all-around car makers for the third straight year. But Jonathan Linkoff of Consumer Reports says among U.S. automakers, Ford Motor Company is up and coming.
Ford, as a manufacturer, continues to make gains. It's improved its road test scores in our testing, improved the reliability scores in our automotive survey.
Linkoff says Chrysler had the worst rating among car makers. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support.